Greetings, listeners. Nearly everyone is familiar with The Quest for the Holy Grail, a Christian legend made famous by Monty Python and Indiana Jones. However, you may not have heard of the Jewish epic, The Quest for the Holy Nagash. The Quest for the Holy Nagash is the title of a comedy, created and performed by the rabbinical students of Hebrew Union College in 1914. This podcast, after a brief introduction of the work, contains a rendition of the opening scene of this play. Its creation was a joint effort of several students, but it was New Orleans-born James G. Heller, a talented musician, who headed the project. The plot? HUC faculty members, after realizing that the Dagesh has gone missing, embark on a hilarious quest to find it. This is a production by rabbinical students for rabbinical students, so while there are parts of the play anyone can relate to, involving pirates, Moses, and the devil, there are also more obscure Jewish references. The most outstanding example of this is the Dagesh. Certain Hebrew characters can make two different sounds. The factor that determines which sound these letters make is a dot in the middle of the letter, and that dot is the Dagesh. Adding a Dagesh turns a vet into bet, a fe into pay, and a chaf into kaf. But not only Hebrew is affected by the missing Dagesh in the play. The script humorously applies this Hebrew principle to English words. With the Dagesh missing, listen for English word puns that involve switching the letters B and V, P and F, or T and S. The heart of the satire in any HUC student production is, naturally, the college and its professors. In 1914, the Hebrew Union College and American Judaism were very much defined by the great German immigration of the 19th century. Fleeing dire poverty and political upheaval, and drawn by the promise of a better life, 250,000 German Jews had come to the United States by the end of World War I. These Jews redefined American Judaism by creating national Jewish organizations and institutions like the Hebrew Union College. As it were, most of HUC's faculty was of Germanic origin. The German accents you will hear in the professor's dialogue is not added by the actors. The English is actually written out in a strong German accent. Listeners familiar with university life will recognize other more general collegiate satire, as the professors flaunt their own publications and half-heartedly worry about the Board of Governors before simply disregarding them. It is worth noting that there was also another, larger wave of immigration going on at the time of this play. Yiddish-speaking Eastern European Jews were coming into the country by the thousands. However, while the German Jews came to the Midwest in large numbers, the Eastern European Jews were primarily staying on the coast. They are not completely forgotten in the play, though. One of the musical numbers is titled, I Am a Yiddish Pirate. The original performance was quite a production, including costumes, props, and scenery, as well as accompaniment for the musical selections. My classmates and I will do our best to render this with only audio.
The quest for the Holy Dagesh!
Why don't you open the windows?
All right!
Continue.
What do you mean, continue? We haven't started yet. It reminds me...
No jokes, please. We were so far as...
Julian, can you decipher this?
Sheker virul! That's Hebrew, you Amha arts. That is the petition which my son Emmanuel has composed for admission into the D-grade.
Katanim kasbul uviz vizul.
But what does that mean?
It's the formula for admission for students. See note 43 on Vuvayom in the Ethics of my Halakha.
I move we consider the petition.
I move that the entrance requirements be changed to Moreh Nebuchim only.
What?
My Moonies, of course.
Altogether wrong. Moonshine! Such ubiquitous is entirely unnecessary, Bible!
Was wirst du von Tanach?
So you think I don't know my subject? I know the Bible from Bereshit to...
Oy, a Korban! He don't know the first word.
Well, you read it.
I don't have to prove it to you. You prove it to me.
It is veracious, by golly. You would think this book was the Beit HaKiseh.
What's the matter?
The nation is lost.
Send for Ofo.
Bring Vivals. Bring all Vivals. Hurry up. Speed. Honored colleagues, we are confronted via situations the like of which the Jews have never met before. Tradition stands aghast. What is Hebrew without a dagesh? As Morgenstern so aptly remarked in his speech on my 70th anniversary, if I were asked while standing on one leg to say, what is the pivotal point of Judaism? I should unhesitatingly declare, gentlemen, that point is the dagesh. What shall we do? The Apocrypha lends us no help. Homiletics falls to feces. Pesach becomes Pesach. Fleas becomes fleas. Pish becomes fish. We must save our face. We must save our faces.
Gentlemen, I can't stand any more of this stoos. Let's be reasonable. History teaches us that the Dagesh originated in Palestine. Of course, personally, I have my doubts about the story that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, on taking the train from Jerusalem, pinned the Dagesh on the inside of his Prince Albert and established it in his house at Yavne. However, this only illustrates the fact that one great man is always born whenever another one dies. Therefore, what remains but to trace the Dagesh stream to its source? Let our motto be Mizrahi, back to Palestine, the Chadesh Hevev Yerushalayim. I move that we move to Palestine.
Very persuasive.
This theory I can agree with.
Don't hesitate. Better do it right away.
Is the eating on the ship kosher?
We must have our own shochet.
But the Board of Governors!
On such an occasion, the faculty of the Hebrew Union College must be autonomous. The future of Judaism is at stake. This is a rare moment. Will we let it burn? It's tough, but...
crisply put.
But? What of the students?
Oh, we'll give them something to look up.
Englander, I assign you to the farting speech.
Gentlemen, when in the course of Jewish affairs it becomes necessary to rescue a language in the danger of dire destruction, all selfish motives must be cast aside. All thoughts of the baser aspects of existence must be obliterated. All utilitarian, pragmatic, hedonistic, or eudaimonistic considerations must be thrown upon the dung heap of materialism. Now is the time to act. Around us crash the hoary pillars of the Hebrew race. Will disciples of our hearts, spiritual children, Atzilei b'nei Yisrael, we aid in this noble quest? The quest of the Holy Dagesh! We, the faculty of the Hebrew Union College, by the authority vested in us by the Board of Governors, by the money invested in us by the Union of American Hebrew Congregations, do hereby constitute the students of the Hebrew Union College a self-governing body. This is the Magna Charta of the Hebrew Union College.
And, gents, don't forget to practice on some nice feminine forms till we return.
You bet we will!
The sexist, chauvinistic Hebrew grammar pun that closes this section embodies this document and what it represents in so many ways. Want to know the rest of the story? You can find The Quest for the Holy Dagesh in its entirety at the American Jewish Archives in Cincinnati. It is in the collection of Rabbi James G. Heller, call number MS-141, Box 1, Series B, Folder 14. My name is Jim Stoloff, a current rabbinical student at Hebrew Union College in Cincinnati. Thank you for listening.